For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.
If you find yourself on the campus of Western Kentucky University over the course of the next few weeks, you really owe it to yourself to check out an amazing new photo and video exhibit that's showing inside the gallery space of the Mass Media and Technology Hall. It's called Owensboro, An Old River City Discovers New Life, and it features 40 photographs and 21 video narratives. It's the work of those who participated in the 38th annual Mountain Workshops. It's a one-week hands-on workshop led by the WKU School of Journalism and Broadcasting's photojournalism sequence. For 5 days in October, a group of photojournalists, some of them students, some of them professionals, made their way to Owensboro to find interesting people and interesting stories that could be told through still and video images. Josh Meltzer is a photojournalist in residence here at WKU, and he's one of the leaders of the Mountain Workshops. He was nice enough to meet us at the exhibit gallery, and he told me the story behind one of the first photographs you see upon entering the gallery. It's a beautiful picture of a woman walking down the hallway holding the hand of a distressed little girl at a school. The little girl's lip appears to be quivering. She looks like she's getting ready to break down and cry.
Yeah, so one of the story ideas that came from one of our students was on a different teacher, who ended up being a story subject. But when I looked her up, I found that she and another woman had shared the runner-up for Teacher of the Year for the state of Kentucky, or they were finalists. And this is a woman named Heidi Gibbons, who is a teacher of deaf and hard of hearing in the county and city systems. And I called her up, and she was really on board for it. She actually drives all day. She goes to 8 or 9 schools a day. She does individual work with different students of different hearing and hearing loss abilities.
Talk about this really awesome photograph that's in front of us of Heidi Gibbons. You mentioned the teacher and the standing next to a preschooler here. Tell us what we're seeing.
So this preschooler, Kelsey Gleason, is walking down the hall to, they actually met in the cafeteria just for a little bit to work on whatever the lesson of the day was, and she was really nervous, pretty shy girl, and I think, frankly, she was into working on the computers, and she was pulled out of a computer lesson, which she was having a good time with. I think there's also an element of, you know, the fact that we had a photographer tagging along and her just being a little nervous about that. But I love the body language between the teacher, who has kids this age of her own, who definitely knows how to work with them and how she consoles them. And we watched just for, you know, the 30 minutes that they were together, and the girl started opening up and was playing on the teacher's iPad and doing the lessons together. And but, you know, I think this just really, it showcases some of the little moments that we try to capture. I mean, the look on the girl's eyes, the pouty lip. This is the quintessential kind of documentary storytelling picture that has so much right in the heart of it.
That old cliche about the picture being worth 1,000 words is very apt here. When you look at that little girl's face, looks like she's getting ready to break into tears. I mean, it just this one picture really just explains it perfectly.
Yeah, it sure does. And I mean, I would say all of the pictures in the gallery have an element of that, and some better than others. But that's really the heart of what we're trying to get at. It is a visual storytelling workshop. We're trying to get the participants to understand how to make still images or video images that convey stories.
So the stories being told in the 40 photographs that are on display here in this exhibit are by and large about the people of Owensboro and Davis County. And as we walked around the exhibit, Josh and I came upon one photo that he said was one of his favorites. It's a photo of an Asian family sitting on or near a couch, and it's a woman comforting her nephew while surrounded by relatives in their home in Owensboro, and it was taken by Leah Voss.
One of the stories that we did, I called the Refugee and Immigration Services of Owensboro, and they referred me to a Burmese family in Owensboro. Like Bowling Green has a large Burmese refugee population, and this was a family who had recently arrived. And one of the neat things about this is that you know, when the students pull the names out of the hat for their stories, many of them within minutes are on the scene shooting something. And in this case, Leah Voss, who's one of our seniors, pulled this assignment, and literally right after she assigned it, she was assigned the story. She's in the doctor's office with this family, and a couple of the kids are getting their shots and things like that. So the neat thing here for her is she dealt with a 100% language barrier with this family. So she had a translator a little bit the first day, but worked the entire rest of the week basically using, you know, nonverbal communication, and was able to get some really nice moments with the family. I think a story she's really proud of for just a few days. You know, one of the things that's important to Jeannie and I when we look at finding the stories is making sure that we're accurately covering the community, both in terms of diversity of all different types. I mean, you can see next to this picture is a photo of a girl getting her first rifle, a pink rifle, at one of the outdoor sporting shops. And then the next picture is of a farm family, the next one's of a vet, and the next one is of a kitchen. And so the types of variety that we have, I think, are really important. Because what we are doing is really saying this is a snapshot of your community, whether we're in Henderson or Owensboro or Bowling Green or wherever we're at. And so it's important for us that when we look at this list of stories and we start making calls, that we have a nice diverse bit, that someone who lives there says, yes, this is my community, and yes, I'm surprised because I didn't realize there were Burmese people here, or I didn't realize there was this little diner that I've never seen that has this amazing woman who runs it, something like that. So, you know, I'm proud when it's a neat feeling to see a gallery exhibit that started as a Google spreadsheet. I mean, it's accomplishment to see, for me, you know, my accomplishment is seeing that I found stories that the great participants that we had turned into these amazing moments that are in this gallery and on the website.
Some of the photographs in this exhibit here at WKU are of Owensboro area landscapes. Some of the photographs feature animals like a therapy dog that works in some of the schools in the Owensboro area. And a few are what basically appear to be what you'd call simple portraits, I guess, just a close-up of a single individual's face. And I think it's tempting as an amateur, somebody like me, to look at a photo like the one I'm looking at right now and think that, you know, I could have done that. That looks so easy. It's just a close-up photograph of a person. But I asked Josh Meltzer to explain what makes one of these seemingly easy photographs so special.
This is a picture of Alma Montgomery, who's 101 years old. And I actually interviewed her. She's sharp as a tack. And her faith is very important to her. She's Catholic. Owensboro is a big Catholic community. So not only does this picture it's important for Alma because of her own religion, but it's important for the community because there's such a large Catholic community there.
And we should say Alma, the photograph is of her at this dinner table getting ready to eat, and she's has prayer hands. She's praying before she has her meal.
Mm-hmm. And so I look around here and I see some of the details that work for this portrait. I mean, it looks like she's got those kind of rubber fruit on the table that my grandmother always had, and the coffee cup and the simple plate of food with a slice of bread. I know that she's in her retirement home where she lives. And the moment is just a few minutes. It's a fleeting moment in a way, but when it's captured like this and you start to learn a little bit more about her, you get a real feeling for who she is as a character. And to me, that's what a good portrait does. It's not only a picture of a person, but it's an encapsulation of that person's character and who they are.
The photograph and video exhibit entitled Owensboro, an Old River City Discovers New Life, is on display here until December 18th at the Mass Media and Technology Hall Gallery on the campus of WKU. The exhibit was produced by participants in the 2013 Mountain Workshops, which is directed by WKU photojournalists. You can find gallery hours, see images of some of the photographs in the gallery, and find a link to more information about the Mountain Workshops program at WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Thank you.